This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Alexander?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I'm doing well. Yeah, it's great to see everyone kind of in DC. It's been a quiet 2 years,
yes,
so it's exciting.
Yes, we've all come out of our cocoons and are back in public again. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to see everybody, a lot of positive energy.
Definitely.
It's a good vibe for sure. So hey, speaking of positive energy, well, maybe not so positive. I don't know. I think this one's kind of neutral. You're doing a session this afternoon on a CFPB outlook.
Yes.
So that should be quite interesting based on what's been happening there, some of the changes they've seen. So give us a quick overview.
It'll definitely be interesting. I think the name of the breakout is A New Sheriff in Town, and that's very much the perspective that we're taking to it. Director Chopra, he's
like
definitely going to be aggressive when it comes to a lot of the CFPB's authority, so we should have a pretty good conversation about what to expect.
A new sheriff in town. I love it. That's going to bring in the folks for sure.
Yeah.
So give us a couple of takeaways or some nuggets that I don't want to steal all your thunder, but give us a couple of nuggets that you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, no problem at all. So Director Chopra, like I already mentioned, he's planning on being very aggressive on rulemaking, supervision, enforcement authority, things like that. We've already seen him do that with this RFI on fees that are is a concern to a lot of credit unions,
mm-hmm.
as well as kind of looking at a lot of the tech giants, buy now, pay later companies, things like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We could see an era where the CFPB is getting into a lot of areas that we expect, but also some that are not traditionally associated with the
mm-hmm.
CFPB's work.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be really interesting.
So what do you see the impact on credit unions, though, is if he's going to be a bit more aggressive, like you say? What's the impact on credit unions?
Sure. So the impact is going to be direct for credit unions that are directly supervised by CFPB,
mm-hmm.
but the trickle-down effect there is always going to be rulemaking when it comes to the 1071 small business data collection, or if we eventually, years down the road, get to a rulemaking on the fees RFI,
mm-hmm.
That's going to impact credit unions
mm-hmm.
on their day-to-day businesses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness me. What do you want attendees to take away from it when they go back to their offices Monday morning, so to speak?
Mostly that they should be paying attention to the CFPB.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like the last few years where we have kind of a little bit more of a passive regulatory agency. They're
mm-hmm.
definitely going to be aggressive, and so it's something they should be monitoring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you... It's kind of a dumb question maybe, but how do you know he's going to be aggressive? Is this what he's already said in the past and based on previous actions or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, I think it's what he's said in the past and a lot of the rhetoric that has been coming out of the Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
We make a joke amongst consumer protection attorneys that we've gone from regulation by enforcement to regulation by press release. The bark is pretty loud
mm-hmm.
and... I just think that he's gonna, take a few years to get into the groove of things, but we expect him to be aggressive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any advice for credit unions out there in I won't say dealing with this, but in I guess experiencing this?
Yeah. On the compliance side of the coin, I think it's just making sure that you're really up to snuff. You're doing exactly what you tell the consumer that you're doing, especially when it relates to overdraft
mm-hmm.
And things like that. I know that one of the panelists is Jared from our compliance team, so he's gonna have a lot of advice for credit unions on what they should be doing
okay.
on the compliance side.
All right, mm-hmm. good stuff. Anything else to add on this one? Because, obviously, this is something that's going to be changing with the wind, it seems, with all the things that are going to be happening regulation-wise.
Yeah, definitely. We're in a new era. There was a change in administration, and that sort of stuff trickles down to the regulators as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot that credit unions need to be paying attention to.
Indeed. All right. Well, I think your session is going to be standing room only, Alex. So good luck. Not that you need it, but that's going to be a good one for sure. So,
great.
All right, Alex. Well, I'm going to let you get going. Appreciate
Thank you, Mike.
It. Yeah. Anything
I appreciate
else?
It.
You want anything else to add? Or?
No, nothing else to add. Just welcome to DC. And I'm really excited that we got to see everyone here in town for the first time in a couple years.
Cool.
And I'm excited for the next GAC.
All right, Alex. We'll let you get going.
Thanks
again. Appreciate it. Well done. And
thank
good
you.
Luck on your session this afternoon.
Great. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.